Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
101.9 Hi FM. This is the Deal Link Show, and the show we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. So often we have cancer warriors, we have doctors talking about all sorts of treatments, and it's really exciting to have someone who puts all of these treatments when it comes to all chemotherapy mixing. It's great to have a pharmacist on the show to tell us more about his life and what he does. So Gustav Nwandulo, who's an oncology pharmacist of MediPost Pharmacy, is on the show today. Gustav, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. I think you're on mute. Maybe you can unmute yourself. There we go. Gustav, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Thank you for having me.
Oh, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. What an important job you have. So, I mean, first you have to become a pharmacist, right? I suppose the first question would be, what inspired you to become a pharmacist?
It's a very short story. You know, my mom's friend, she was the role model in that aspect. So I've always wanted to be a physiotherapist or a dentist. But this one day, surprisingly, one of my mom's friends convinced my mom that there is a high demand of pharmacists in South Africa. So she asked my mom if shouldn't I go for that kind of field. So I started researching about pharmacy because I had no idea what a pharmacist was at that time. I liked the sector. So I said, no, let me rather change and give it a try. And I applied for pharmacy profession as a first priority at Medunsa. So that's where the story started.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, you wanted to help people, clearly, if you want to be a physiotherapist or a dentist. But I mean, physiotherapist, dentist, you're working very much with people, using your hands, touching their bodies, inside their mouths. So you're not squeamish. You know, that's what you wanted to do. Did you feel that becoming a pharmacist was in line with what you wanted to do, or were you giving up on other dreams that you had?
No, you know, I always had a great passion when it comes to the health sector. So I feel that any health professionals, they are so close to a patient, irrespective of they are touching them or they are giving advice. So I think I didn't lose it at all. I'm still in the right sector where I get still involved with the patient very closely.
That's amazing. So what made you decide to move in the direction of becoming an oncology pharmacist? Why did you decide to pursue this particular area?
Okay, so pharmacy profession is very dynamic, and I always challenged myself to be involved in most of the sectors. So this one, fortunately, I met a local pharmacist by the name of Taban. So he asked me if I'm interested in joining the oncology section. And it was a big yes to me because my intention was to make a difference in all the pharmacy sectors. But the main reason that made me pursue this specific field is that being part of the healthcare system that supports people with cancer is incredibly meaningful. Today's oncology treatment offers hope by extending lives. And while not all cancers are curable, chemotherapy can effectively target or reduces the cancerous cells. So this approach not only improves patients' quality of life, but well-being. So that's what motivated me to actually go for this sector.
Wow. Is it a lot more studying, or are you just focusing on something else? Did you have to study further, in other words, to specialize in the oncology pharmacy?
No, the good thing with us pharmacists, you know, in our curriculum, you get to be exposed in all these type of fields. And once you qualify, you have an honors degree. So it's more of polishing up or some bit of a training. So there is no necessary a relevant course that one needs to do. So you can still be trained by someone in the sector with well experience, an oncology pharmacist that can train you just to polish up your skills. But in terms of literature and curriculum, we know all this medication and the conditions.
I hear you. So what are your main duties? I mean, with chemotherapy mixing, how does that, and I suppose it's, you only found it in, in oncology centers or in hospitals, but what are your duties?
Okay, so my main duties as a pharmacist in the oncology sector is more of dispensing like any other pharmacist, but yeah, I dispense chemotherapy medication. And also stock management, of course. So what basically happened, I work in hand with the oncologists and the nursing staff that administer the chemo. So in terms of dispensing, an oncologist will prescribe a specific medication to target that exact type of cancer. So as an oncologist pharmacist, I'll have to validate that prescription, check if all the required dosage are prescribed accordingly for that specific cancer. So I will always engage with the oncologist if there is any discrepancies before I mix the chemo, of course. So if I'm happy with the prescription, that's when I start combining those chemotherapy medication in a precise dose required in under controlled conditions. So that's more of my dispensing on a daily basis.
Wow. I mean, yeah. I'm thinking of when I go to the pharmacy and I go to the dispensary and they're mixing things for a whole range of, different medications. Yes. When you are mixing these chemotherapy drugs or medicines, you talk about control conditions. I mean, do you have to wear special gloves? Do you have to? Because, I mean, these are very specific drugs. Do they have to be handled in a certain way?
Yes, that's very true. In terms of handling, you see, I'll tell you a bit more about the stock management.
Yeah.
So these medications are delivered to me from our main pharmacy at MediPost in Pretoria. So I have my chemo team there who will process the medication, package them, and make sure they reach my practice in a safe manner. So what happens, I'll store those medications in a controlled room temperature. Some of them are sensitive to light, some of them are sensitive to heat, so they need to be stored in the fridge. So when I do my mixing, most of the chemotherapy medications are cytotoxic. Cytotoxic meaning that they can cause damage to human cells if you get in contact with them or inhale. So which means, us as oncology pharmacists or staff, we need to compound these preparations in a practice strict safety protocol. So we have what is called a gowning procedure. So a gowning procedure is a full protective gear for chemotherapy compounding. So this includes me wearing my hat, my N95 mask, my goggles, my gown, my specific protective examination gloves, and the shoes, the shoe cover, which is going to protect me from the exposure. So lastly, when I do my mixing, I do it in a machine called a laminar airflow. So what this machine does, it absorbs all the fumes from this chemo medication. So it protects me not to inhale those fumes. So one is so well protected in that manner.
Wow, that is so interesting. I mean, I've just got the image in my mind of you, or I mean, I'm thinking about COVID. Do you remember COVID, how some people were dressing? I mean, this is what you do to mix on a daily basis. And I'm just thinking,
on a daily basis.
Right, and it must take you so long to get dressed. I'm being practical here. So do you go, okay, I'm going to put on all of this gear and I'm going to go into a special room and I'm going to do all of the mixing. Is that how you do it? Do you do it all the mixing together so that you don't have to dress and undress, or are you not allowed to do that? Do you have to be, you go into one and you can only mix certain medicine?
No,
under
I
those
do
conditions?
All the mixing ones. So my pharmacy is a bit separated. So it's well protected. So the entry procedure is well restricted. So only me that I go into that pharmacy.
Just amazing. Is it lonely?
No, it's not. I can always, there's a hatch where I dispose the medication after mixing, so I can always interact a bit with the nursing staff.
Oh, thank goodness for that. And so, Gustav, I mean, what is the most rewarding part of your job? Do you, I mean, you're talking about with the nursing staff, do you ever meet the patients?
Yes, of course. You see, our unit is very small, in a way that you can easily see the doctor's side, the nursing station, and where the patients are. So, with the hatch where I give out the medication, I can always interact with the nursing staff. I can always interact with the patients. Because I just not only dispense the chemotherapy medication, you know, there are patients who are on tablets who are getting their chemo medication, but in a form of tablets or the hormonal preparation, so they still get it by me as at the pharmacy, so I can always interact with them that easily.
I hear you. And before we say goodbye, I mean, you must get lots of different types of questions that patients have around chemotherapy and this treatment journey. Can you share any of that with our listeners today? The most common questions that you're asked or you hear that maybe people would benefit from?
Okay. Yeah. You know, I'll say this, as a pharmacist, I'm a custodian of medication. So for me, I'll concentrate more on medication. So the safety profile for a patient is very important because, you know, most of these chemotherapy medications, they can present with lots of side effects or any changes to this patient. So it is my duty to try and get all these patients prepared as to what they can expect while they're on that treatment. So I give a lot of advice on those side effects which the medication can present with, or any changes in their life that they might experience. Even lifestyle adjustment, I focus on that, but we also have the supporting teams like your dietitians who will go into details in advising the patients how they need to eat. So it's very crucial for me to always answer those types of questions for the patients because they rely on the pharmacists to know all their medication, to answer any questions about their medications.
Just amazing and so wonderful to be able to have this discussion with you. You know, as I said, we talk to warriors, we talk to doctors, different treatments, and to get it from your perspective is really, really great.
No,
So
it's very rewarding, eh?
yeah,
It's
no, it's
very
I can.
rewarding to treat these patients because I can tell you we have this a small culture that we do for our patients when they complete their treatment. We make them read this phrase. Let me read it for you. It reads
Oh,
as follows.
please. Yes.
Ring this bell 3 times well. Is told to clear, say my treatment is done. This course is a run and I'm on my way. So after reading this, they will ring the bell 3 times and we clap hands for them. So this situation always brings tears of joy to me,
Oh.
seeing them so excited for their last day of treatment.
Jeez, Gustav, thank you for that. You know, we can all tell by listening to you what your job means to you, you know, how seriously you take it, the impact that you're having on people's lives and the joy and the reward that it gives you. And that's so important, you know, when someone's taking medication to heal themselves, the person who's mixing it, who's giving it, with that kind of attitude and energy is just a wonderful thing, Gustav. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for sharing, what a day in the life of an oncology pharmacist of MediPost Pharmacy. So thank you for that, Gustav. Before we say goodbye, very quickly, is there anything else you wanted to share with the audience?
Yes, of course. You know, we have been celebrating a World Cancer Day currently. So we have this unique theme, which at least I would like to share to our listeners today. So the theme goes by the unique, united by the unique. So this theme is very important to me. I think it highlights or personalized care and treatment to cater individuals. And you know, when we're treating those patients in the chemotherapy units, we always treat them as individuals. They might be experiencing the same type of cancer, but they have their individual story to tell behind that situation. So I think it goes well in hand with what I'm experiencing on a daily basis. My patients, I know them well because I always treat them as individuals.
Amazing.
So they are very unique.
Well, that's so inspiring, Gustav. Thank you so much. Medi Post Pharmacy is very lucky to have you. We appreciate your time. And
thank you.
And just everything that you bring to your work is just amazing and very beautiful to hear. So thank you for joining us. Gustav.
Much appreciated. Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Me.
Thank you so much. Gustav Nwanlula, oncology pharmacist of MediPost Pharmacy. Wow, just so inspiring to hear that, right?